Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord has given me. I have four flash dream warnings to bring to you that were very strong and powerful, but they were quick, and I wanted to bring them to you because right now I am in a season where I'm hearing a lot from the Lord. But I only want to bring the things that I feel like are very strong in the spirit or that I've gotten confirmation on. All right, for the first one, I got on the 29th of May. I saw a small skinny tree that was about 3 foot tall. There were only a few leaves left on the very top, and I recognized them to be the leaves from an olive tree. And suddenly, I saw the tree break in half. It snapped. And with no help, there were no hands, nothing. It just snapped in two. And that was the end of this quick flash dream. And the interpretation that I got upon awakening is immediately I knew this had to do with Israel, because Israel is represented sometimes in the Old Testament as an olive tree. And then I heard these words. I heard, Israel will be broken in two. Israel will be broken in two. You know, brothers and sisters, there is a strong deception that's now here on the earth, and it's coming, and it's going to get stronger and stronger with this beast system. And there is going to be more and more destruction and judgment, and it's going to be coming to wake up the people, and it's also going to come to Israel to wake them up and point them to their true Messiah. Why does these judgments come? Well, Jeremiah 11, 15 through 17, it talks about back then in ancient Israel, why they were judged. And here it talks about that Israel is the olive tree. And this is what it says. It says, what has my beloved to do in my house, having done lewd deeds with many, and the holy flesh has passed from you? When you do evil, then you rejoice. The Lord called your name a green olive tree, lovely and of good fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he has kindled fire on it, and its branches are broken. Here it talks about the green olive tree that was lovely and of good fruit at one time to the Lord, but that he brings fire and the branches are broken, brothers and sisters, because they worshipped other gods. And because of their great sin. It says in the next verse, it says why this happened. He said, for the Lord of hosts who planted you has pronounced doom against you for the evil of the house of Israel and the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense to Baal. Now Baal is a foreign god. It's also Satan. It's also represented as Satan as well. So this is why judgment comes, but it will bring people to the Lord. And then you can also read more about what's going to happen to Israel in the last days in Zechariah 13, 8 through 9. This scripture and others will be in my blog, and I will have the link to the blog in the description box down below for you all, brothers and sisters. All right, so the next strong flash dream that I received on the 31st of May was this. Upon awakening, I heard this word. I heard wormwood bitter. Wormwood bitter. Now, many of you know that this refers to the fifth judgment trumpet in the book of Revelation, and that's Revelation 8. And what happens with this? Who is this wormwood? What is it? Well, first of all, wormwood actually means bitter. And this is what it says. It says that there's a third angel that comes, and a great star falls from heaven, and it's burning like a torch. Brothers and sisters, I think this sounds like an asteroid or a comet. And it falls on the third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood or bitter. And many men died from the water because it was made bitter. I just read Revelation 8, 10 through 11. So I believe that the star is something that, you know, it says it's a star that falls to Earth, but it's probably like an asteroid or comet. One-third of the waters are going to become contaminated. They're going to become undrinkable because they will be poisoned. And when I looked up the word wormwood in Hebrew, it also means the word curse. This is a judgment that God will be sending. He will be sending this. It also says in Luke 21, Jesus actually says that right before he comes, there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. So brothers and sisters, this wormwood star will be one of the signs, I believe. Now, I fell back asleep that when I heard the wormwood bitter, I fell back asleep, and then the Lord woke me up a second time, and I heard this. I heard, the tormentor comes. The tormentor comes. Now, I believe at first, when I wrote this down, that the Lord was pointing to the Antichrist, because he's going to come and he's going to torment humanity. However, whenever I receive two or three things from the Lord in one night, usually they relate to one another. They're connected. And so I read about the fifth trumpet, because we just talked about the third trumpet, which was wormwood. And I think that the Lord might be referring to this fifth trumpet, because this talks about locusts that come out of a bottomless pit to torture people for 5 months. And these are people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And it says that. It actually says this in Revelation 9. So I think when it says the tormentor comes, that the Lord could be referring to now the fifth trumpet that's coming. Because it says also in here, it says that these locusts that come out of the pit, and these are symbolic, these locusts, I don't believe they're locusts. The angel comes and opens the bottomless pit, and he releases these tormenting, what's called locusts, but it could be something different. They come and they're to torment the men and the people who don't have the seals on their head, and they were given they were not given the authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. And it says their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. And in those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. So notice that these locusts come to torment, just like what the Antichrist will also do. These so-called locusts are going to be an army from the pits of hell, with Satan as their leader. And I believe that together with the Antichrist, they will play a role in being tormentors. But we have to remember that this judgment is upon the unbelievers and not the people of God. You know, the Lord has shown me that we are already at the beginning of the seals of Revelation 6. You know, there's seven seals. And if you don't know about that, go read about it in Revelation 6. I think these seals are being opened. That's what I've heard from the Lord. I don't know the timing of it. I don't know how long it will take before we start going into the trumpets. The seals could go very quickly, or they could go very slowly. And the same with the trumpets. I believe when the trumpets come, they're going to come very quickly, because it talks about how I believe in trumpet 1, 2, and 3, and possibly 4, a third of the earth is struck in different ways. So this could be coming one after the other. So when these trumpets come, brothers and sisters, we have to remember that God's people are not appointed to God's wrath. We're not appointed to his wrath. Because just like in the days of Noah and Lot, it says the last days will be. So he is going to protect us and hide us, and he's going to deliver his children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now I want to quickly share with you the last dream vision that I received, and this was on the 1st of June, 2020. This was a very, very powerful dream vision that I received, and what I saw was the Statue of Liberty. However, she looked very different than in real life, because what I saw is she was in the shape of the Statue of Liberty, but she was made up of what looked like an army tank. She looked like a tank. There were no soft edges or detail. There was only square edges outlining her. And it looked like she was made out of the same material that military tanks are made of. And she looked ready for war. And behind her was the American flag. And it seemed to be like on a poster. So it was like the American flag took up the whole poster. And then in the forefront was this giant Statue of Liberty that looked like a tank. Now the interpretation for this is obvious. There is an obvious interpretation, but the Lord has given me a couple of others. But today I'm just going to bring you what is obvious, and that is that America is at war, brothers and sisters. We are seeing this war already being played out behind the scenes right now. And soon it's going to manifest in many different forms. I believe at this time right now, we are seeing civil war on the horizon. Right now we're seeing civil unrest, but this could definitely become a civil war. And we are also seeing World War III lurking in the shadows. So no wonder the Lord gave me such a powerful vision a couple weeks ago. Also, right now, many true believers in Jesus Christ, we are also experiencing a war. It's a different kind of war that is raging. It is raging, brothers and sisters. It is a spiritual war that is a daily reality for many of us right now. But praise the Lord, praise God, that He has given us all the spiritual weapons of warfare that we need to overcome the enemy and to claim victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, I'm going to end with four verses that really minister to me, and I hope they will encourage you right now with this spiritual war that is just as real as the war that's pending all around us, brothers and sisters. But you know, we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, and we know that He is our deliverer. He is our strong tower. He is our fortress. He is our refuge. He is our deliverer. And we only have to come to Him and ask Him to be with us, brothers and sisters, and He will be. All right, 1 John 4:4 says this, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Who's in you, brothers and sisters? If you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, Jesus is in you and the Holy Spirit is, and He is greater than the enemy that is in the world. Don't ever forget that. 1 John 5:4, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." You know, the Lord gave us faith as our shield. That's one of our weapons that we use, and it will help give us the victory. Revelation 17:14, "These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them." Who's the Lamb? Jesus Christ. "He will overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with Him," and that's us, brothers and sisters, "are called chosen and faithful." And the last one is 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says this, "But thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen and amen.